Let's go to the bottom of page 63. We've made our decision. We've uttered our prayer. And the book says, next, we launched out on a course of vigorous action, the first step of which is a personal house cleaning, which many of us had never attempted. Though our decision,
step three,
was a vital and crucial step, it could have little permanent effect unless at once followed by a strenuous effort to face and to be rid of the things in ourselves which had been blocking us. Our liquor was but a symptom, so we had to get down to causes and conditions. Now, we always like to stop here for just a moment and look at the time element between step three and step four. We always hear people asking the question, how long should you wait after you do step three until you start on step four? And we hear all kind of answers. Sometimes they'll say, well, 30 days, and maybe 90 days, or maybe 6 months. We heard a professional in the field one time counseling people to wait a minimum of 2 years. Yeah. And our question back to that person was, how many people have you killed with that statement?
Mm-hmm.
You see, we're trying to find a way to live where we not only can be sober, but we can have a little peace of mind, serenity, and happiness. And every day that we put off and procrastinate step four is a day that we're still filled with resentments, a day that we're still filled with shame and fear and guilt and remorse.
To hear the full recording, download the free Sober Hub app. It's a completely nonprofit platform built to provide the tools you need for your journey. Grab the app today and don't forget to share it with others.